Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How did we get here?
It's all right, I feel that way too.
The Great American Meltdown.
How dare you put this man into office?
As your voice of reason. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't see the video of Kamala Harris, but a lot of folks are talking about it. I was getting to the point where anytime I heard her voice, I was changing a station or whatever. Yeah. I was over it. But it is 9:07, which makes it part of the 9 o'clock stretch. Does that feel better? It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And where your keyword to win tickets to Rock the Country is rock. Text ROCK to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the two-day show. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. That's Ocala, May 9th and 10th. You could even win the general admission plus tickets, where you get closest stage viewing area, exclusive bar, special entrance, premium restrooms. But it all starts with texting the word ROCK to 20357. Now, data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. All right. Vice President Kamala Harris's first video to her supporters after the election apparently stunned social media users. And this happened yesterday. The video shared by the Democrat Party's official X account featured Harris speaking directly to followers discouraged by the recent election. Quote, I just have to remind you, don't let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th, and you have the same purpose that you did. Funny thing is, she can't say that. Anyway, and she says, and you have the same ability to engage and inspire. You know, that's interesting that she uses those words, engage and inspire.
Yeah.
That's exactly the opposite of what Democrats were doing. They didn't want to engage. They didn't want to have a dialogue.
Nope.
If you disagreed with any of their ideas, even in the kindest, most loving way, you're a bigot, you're a phobe, you're a fascist.
They just
weren't
very nice at all.
Yeah. No. So that's not encouraging to anybody.
No.
And, But you have the power. Many X users were buzzing about Harris's appearance in the video, commenting about how there seemed to be something off with the vice president and expressing surprise it was publicly shared, the video that is. D.C. Examiner contributor Kimberly Ross responded, is this a joke? It's a terrible video. Yikes. Yikes.
There you go.
You don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
I'm not sure you guys want to be amplifying this. There's something off with this vice president. That was another Fox News contributor. Joe Concha had said that. Outkick columnist Mary Catherine Hamm. When you hand your phone to someone to police your social media posts, when you all go hard, you want to hand it to someone who likes you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it goes on. More commentary. No video like this would ever have been released by a politician who is not hated by her staff. Wow.
Well, she has trouble keeping people.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is interesting, though, her choice of words. You have the power. You have this. You have that. But post November 5th, she doesn't have so much of it. And that's a good thing. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and connect with Pete. Good morning.
I got a Jeep name, and I got a comment about the self-deporting immigrants.
Okay.
The self-deporting immigrants, it was in the story that said they had called this place home. Well, calling someplace your home doesn't make it so. And the Jeep name is, there's a famous Army unit called the 173rd Airborne Brigade. Everybody's heard of it. And their nickname is Sky Soldiers. So maybe the new toy could be called Sky Soldier. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Nice twist.
Same
there.
To you, Pete. Happy Thanksgiving. I like that.
Nice twist.
Sky Soldier. Yeah. We'll have to think on that. That's not bad. All right. Yeah. The story on the Haitian migrants saying they were self-deporting. Yeah, they're self-deporting from Springfield, Ohio to like Chicago and New York. Honestly, from the headline, I really thought they were leaving like, we'd rather live in Haiti. But no. No. And by the way, many native Springfield residents have been priced out of the market, unable to afford $2,000 to $3,000 for rent.
Wow.
So how could the Haitians afford that? How could you afford it? How could I afford it?
I couldn't.
I can't afford it.
No.
But I'm paying for it anyway.
Oh, there's some irony.
Yeah. Boy, I got to tell you. I mean, doesn't it border on treason, really, what the Biden-Harris administration were able to do by opening the borders? I mean, didn't they put our national security at risk? I mean, you know you've got people on the terrorist watch list that made it in. You got Chinese nationals. You got people from all over the world. What, 110, 115 different countries? And, you know, there's some we know about, some we don't. A lot we don't. Could that be, isn't that kind of treasonous if you put the sovereignty of your nation in danger?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the T word doesn't get used very often, but, you know, when you, well, you're throwing away your sovereignty when you don't have any what would be considered like a legitimate border, no control over that border. I don't know. And by the way, it's not like everything has come to roost yet. It'd be great if it says, oh, January 20th, everything's going to be fine. Well, January 20th, everything will begin to get better. Especially at the border. They'll take immediate action there. But all those people that are here, it'll take a long time to get them out, and how much damage can be done in the meantime. Yep. Not talking about the ones that are just looking for an opportunity. I'm talking about the ones that are, well, bad people.
From the other 100 countries.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Lars from Mars, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. I wrote this years ago, and I try to share with you every chance to get. Conservatives always seek agreement, while liberals demand compliance. That's the big problem with Kamala Harris, is she demanded compliance, and she didn't get it, and now she's doing some kind of drunk thing. Anyway, when it comes to the Sky Soldiers, you know what else they're going to need? They're going to need a Sky Pilot.
Oh, there you go.
Scott, but that would be getting more into the Air Force, wouldn't it? Or no?
Depends.
Not necessarily.
What era?
I don't know.
Remember where they, because you had the division of the Army before you had the Air Force.
That's true. So you're going old school.
Well, Kinchlow was actually that. He was in that part of the Army because there was no Air Force.
What's your name? It Patton?
Somebody actually had suggested that. That's a good one. Yep.
Hmm.
A lot of good military.
And if you
names.
Had leather seats, you could call it patent leather. What? Do I have the...
Wow.
Am I the most creative human being on the face of the earth?
You, as some people would say, are something else.
I want to be called clever, at least.
Oh, you're clever. Boy, you are something else.
I saw this headline, and I'm like, what?
Uh-oh.
Border Czar praises Texas border effort. Oh, Trump's border czar.
One that's actually doing
a real
something?
Border czar. Yeah.
He showed up at the border.
Oh, yeah.
What a concept.
That's crazy.
Not Taco Bell.
Wow. He's enthusiastic about getting the job done. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Homan.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
And he hadn't done anything yet. We like him.
Oh, he said a few things already.
Well, yes, he has.
And I believe he's a man who will follow through.
I agree.
All right, we've got a lot more to talk about coming up on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast available where you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Happy, happy hump day, Trump day. Also, Thanksgiving Eve. 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, you bet. Hey, it's The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're hanging with you live. Yeah, that's right. It is a Thanksgiving Eve. Yes. The attitude of gratitude, we got to continue on. It is also a happy hump day, Trump day, and good times are here again, my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Proof is in the pudding already. We're already making pudding.
Ooh, pudding.
Figgy pudding.
You're thinking ahead.
Bring it right now.
There you go.
Are you tired of winning yet?
No.
Remember that? Remember when we used to say that?
We should bring that back. It shouldn't have gone away.
We never, the happy hump day, Trump day, never went away. I think that in itself, you and I should have cabinet posts.
Hey.
Make us like head of communications
there
or something.
Go. Something.
Give us a job where we could go in and like kick the door down of MSNBC and arrest Rachel Maddow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're hereby arrested and charged with being a complete idiot on the air and getting paid way too much money to do it. How about that?
I like it. And I know the possibility is probably not really going to happen, but it's kind of dawned on me as we've had conversations with a lot of our regular guests.
Yes.
How many of our regular guests actually know Donald Trump? We are like one person away from people who know Donald Trump personally. I'm just saying. And there's
are
several
we closer
of them.
To President Trump
yeah.
or Kevin Bacon? That is the question.
See?
See, it's 6 degrees.
Seven.
We're closer.
Seven?
Really like
Bacon.
Two. Is it six or seven?
Yeah, we are like just, again, we're one person away from the president.
And everybody we talk to seems like they got kicked upstairs.
I know.
Right?
You better not start taking our guests.
Who are we talking about? Mike Waltz?
Yep.
Remember talking to him?
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, there you go.
Yeah.
Now he's the big... Is he going to remember us when he's the big cheese?
I don't know.
The big Mac Daddy?
I hope so.
Don't forget us little people.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. There's a few of them.
Pam Bondi.
Absolutely.
Pammy.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Show love.
Exactly.
For Bob and Greg. Come on.
I mean, will Rick Scott end up somewhere? He could.
Probably could.
Don't know.
Hey, we talked to Rubio not that long ago, actually.
We've had all kinds of folks on that are going to be part of the government. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, every time someone said Marco, I always answer,
yes,
Rubio!
He does.
So, yeah, maybe he'll remember us, hopefully.
Okay.
Now, yeah, we're very appreciative we've had great guests on, and that's what we try to do, try to bring you the truth, try to enlighten you, and we get some great guests. I'm wondering, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, I mean, she's done a fine job. I'm wondering...
you never know.
Yeah, we don't want to lose her, but...
Wilton Simpson, you know, he knows the press, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Nah, he's not going to go anywhere until he gives me raw milk. Then we'll talk.
You got a goal.
And we'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Trump's favorability has soared in this post-election time period that we're in. That's right. Yeah, Trump's rating hit 54% in the wake of his runaway election win.
Nice.
That is huge.
It is.
Jesus is only at 55.
Wow.
It's only 1 point ahead of him.
That's amazing.
I kind of made that part up.
Oh.
But it sounded good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all that matters. It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to sound good. Hey, by the way, we're looking for a name for Greg's Jeep. We appreciate the continued input. You can do, off the air and let him know.
It's a Sarge Green Wrangler, just for reference.
Yeah, Sarge Green Wrangler, olive green, military green, whatever you want to call it. And so it could be military-esque-ish name, but
yes.
It doesn't have to be.
Right. It's darker than olive.
So. You're right.
Yeah. Mm. Fall out of your chair over there, Bob. What was in your coffee this morning?
What are you doing? I've fallen over. Well, that's my bad shoulder, and that's one of the things that hurts. Like, you know, I've got a recliner that's built into the couch.
Right.
Well, the tendency is you go up and down that thing a few times, you start to slide down a little. And so you have to reposition and get your butt crack back closer to the crack of the chair.
So you use your arms.
So you use your hands, so you're working like your triceps, which are fine.
Sure.
But it also puts pressure on that frontal thing on your... Ooh, I can feel it right now. It is...
Not happy.
It's inflamed. Mm. And anyway, so yeah, it hurts every time. Oh!
That'll do that.
Mm. Oh, by the way, I got Betsy, maybe she didn't act like she was upset, but yeah. I didn't mention the great dressing that she had made that also included some cornbread and stuffing and stuff. And it was excellent. I do have to say that. Excellent. All right, we're going to make other people cook this Thanksgiving, though. All right.
Yeah.
It looks like Jack Smith's federal Trump cases cost taxpayers more than $50 million. These people just, they don't care. They don't care. $50 million. You know how many migrants you could have fed for that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of turkey and dressing. Oh, wait a minute. They don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's an American holiday.
Did I mention how great things are under Trump, even though they're not even under Trump yet? I told you about his favorability rating,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Higher than John Lennon's when he was in bed naked writing songs.
Imagine that.
Imagine. Do you remember when he said something like, the Beatles, I think, were bigger than Jesus Christ?
He was talking about, it was right before one of the, it may have been in St. Louis when he said it, more popular, I think. And I get what he was saying, but boy.
He didn't make any friends that day.
The Christian community was not a fan after that at all.
Well, hopefully he found Jesus before that guy popped him a few times in front of his condo, right? In a respectful way, like I hope. Consumer confidence has also gone up. Yeah. Greg's like, it's about time people catch up to me in consumerism. It climbed in November, reaching its highest level in 16 months. People are already responding.
That's awesome.
To the positivity that the Trumpster is going to bring to the highest office in the land. Yes, I am feeling confident. Confident. My favorability for Trump is soaring. These are good things.
I like it.
Then there is, on a more serious note, so many things to be thankful for. Yep. We'll share some of that with you coming up. Also, things that make you smile. We could make it, you know, things that you're thankful for. You just have to remember that it's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. All right? That's coming up in a few minutes. Got more headlines on the way as well. It is 928, and you're listening to 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Ukraine firing U.S.-made missiles into Russia.
This administration seems to want to make sure they get World War III going.
The news that's trending.
End of January, President-elect Trump comes in, and everything will change.
The news that's now.
I'm extremely happy with my cabinet.
The news station.
We have a window of opportunity, and we've got to be ready to govern.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy, happy Thanksgiving Eve, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36 right now. It's also a happy hump day, Trump day. Lots to be thankful for. We'll talk about that in a bit. This information I was just looking at. The woman who accused Pete Hegseth of sexually assaulting her back in October of 2017 told a male friend he creeps me out in a text exchange that took place just hours before the alleged assault. The messages obtained by DailyMail.com were sent to a close male associate. They reveal her distaste for the former Fox News presenter who she claims not to recognize and over whom she notes our ladies are freaking drooling. The woman's identified only as Jane Doe. Had attended a convention at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Monterey, California, where Hegseth was also in attendance. In text sent on October 7th, Jane Doe asked, "Do you know Pete Hegseth?" To which the respondent replies, "Name sounds familiar. Who is he?" Doe states, "He's a Fox contributor. I guess he does Outnumbered and Fox and Friends. Anyway, our ladies are freaking drooling over him." She then sends a picture of Hegseth at a podium and notes, "He wears a ring on his pointer finger. It creeps me out." What does that mean?
Okay.
Is that mean yeah. something?
I don't know.
Is that your first finger?
Because you point with it.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, it'd be your finger. wow. So it sounds like she is at least a little obsessed. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, she's like, who's this guy think he is? All the women are going crazy over him. And she had to, you know, make that commentary to a male, I guess, colleague or whatever.
Right.
And then, do you know who this guy is? And then sends him a picture and goes, oh, look, wears a ring on his pointer finger. That creeps me out. That's like, sounds like you're kind of like caring a little too much for somebody who claims they don't care at all.
Yeah. Odd.
DailyMail.com has learned that the event was the California Federation of Republican Women's 40th biennial convention, at which Trump's increasingly embattled nominee for defense secretary was the keynote speaker for that event. So I wonder what else will get released on this. Oh, wait, it goes on. Later that evening, Jane Doe texts, "This Pete dude is a tool with a bunch of O's. .. Tool, T-O-O-O-L.
Okay.
Wow.
Man, not very nice.
Yeah, this is crazy. And she was asked, well, how's that? She responds, I'll tell you when I get back, hopefully soon, in a text that was sent almost 2 a.m. The texts are contained in a 23-page Monterey Police Department report generated in connection with the incident after a nurse at Kaiser Permanente Hospital contacted officers when the woman came in asking for a sexual assault examination. She claimed the assault had taken place at Monterey's Hyatt Hotel sometime on the night of October the 7th or in the early hours of October 8th. 2017. She told officers on the night in question there was a banquet which went on longer than expected, followed by an after party in the presidential suite at which she drank champagne. She then went with a group of women to Knuckles Sports Bar attached to the hotel, where she said things got fuzzy. Okay. Joe did not remember how much she drank, but told officers she had consumed much more than normal alcoholic beverages throughout the day. By her account, Doe did not like the way Hegseth, 44, who was present at the bar, was behaving toward many of the women in the group, accusing him of groping several. According to the account attributed to her, Hegseth would rub the women on their legs, and Jane Doe thought his actions were inappropriate. Jane Doe texted, "That Hegseth was given off a creeper vibe." The woman thought Hegseth was dreamy and wanted pictures with Hegseth, not Jane Doe, saying that another woman in question, I guess. This is just, wow. Doe told the officers she remembered walking out of the bar and that Hegseth must have followed her as they argued by the pool over his behavior in the bar. She remembered Hegseth telling her that he was a nice guy. The very next thing that Doe recalled was being in a hotel room with no recollection of how she got there and Hegseth blocking the door with his body. Jane Doe remember saying no a lot. Jane Doe stated she did not remember much else. Her next memory was of Hegseth's dog tags hovering over her face and him bare-chested over her. The next memory she had was when Hegseth continued with, you know, part of their get-together there. Mm-hmm. Or I guess maybe you'd say finished. Police spoke to witnesses who recalled a couple arguing loudly by the pool and a hotel staff member who attempted to intervene. only to have Hegseth curse at him. According to the worker, Jane Doe apologized on his behalf and escorted Hegseth from the pool. Another one of the women present that night recalled repeatedly rebuffing Hegseth's advances and clear attempts, she alleged, to have sex with her. Speaking to police in the aftermath of the night, she claimed that during a conversation at Knuckles, remember the sports bar, Hegseth put his hand on her knee. She made it clear that his hand on her knee was not acceptable. Despite this, she told officers she did not feel uncomfortable, but that Hegseth had invited her back to his hotel room. She stated she politely declined the invitation. She stated that she gained the attention of Jane Doe and had Jane Doe become a crotch blocker, used to describe, well, preventing someone else from, you know, getting together or whatever. And by having Jane Doe join in the conversation with Hegseth, she was hoping that Jane Doe's presence would deter his attempt to try to get with her, this other woman. At the time, Hegseth had been divorced from his second wife, Samantha, 43, the mother of his three young sons, for barely a month and was a new father to an infant less than 2 months old. His mistress, Fox & Friends executive producer, Jonathan Rashid, 47, had just given birth to their daughter, Gwen, that August. For his part, he did not deny having relations with Doe, but told police the encounter was entirely consensual. He told police that he continuously asked Jane Doe if she was okay because he didn't want Jane Doe to get in trouble. Because Doe was married and he reassured her she did not have to worry about him saying anything about their interaction, but that he noted as she left, she was showing early signs of regret. The officer noted Hegseth did not elaborate on the signs of regret. So the case was forwarded to the Monterey County Attorney's Office for review. They did not bring any charges. Hegseth admitted to paying the woman off to head off any lawsuit out of fear that he would lose his job at Fox.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if that information, I mean, really sheds any more light or gives you any more inclination to, you know, what the true story is.
Right. And will we ever, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. She was texting of an old coworker like at 2 a.m. and allegedly, according to one report I read, her husband and kids were at the hotel.
Right.
And I haven't seen anything that has countered that. I don't know. It's tough all the way around. And you know, my dad gave me good advice a long time ago.
What was that?
Keep it in your pants, boy.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Kamala Harris's campaign advisors admit she had no path to victory.
That's interesting.
Yep. They said that, they shared some hard truths they could not admit during the election. We were hopeful. I don't know how optimistic we were, but we thought, okay, this is tied. And if a couple of things break our way, we could win. That's what David Plouffe, a senior advisor to the campaign, said Tuesday. Also admitted that internal polling also showed that Kamala never took the lead over Trump, even admitting that public polls showing Harris in the lead left him surprised. This is a guy who's doing internal polling.
Wow.
And he's looking at the other polling and going, ooh, well, where are these numbers coming from? And we didn't get the breaks we needed on Election Day, he said. I think it surprised people because there was these public polls that came out in late September, early October, showing us with leads that we never saw. Plouffe was joined by campaign staffers Jen O'Malley, Dylan, Quentin Folks, and Stephanie Cutter. This was all in a podcast. It was a Pod Save America podcast. And, yeah, they were saying that, nah, they never really felt like they had a pathway to winning. That's interesting about the polls, though.
Uh-huh.
We all thought maybe they were cooked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Turns out they must have been cooked up a lot.
Somebody in the kitchen.
They were well done.
Yeah.
But not done well.
No.
Get it?
Totally.
Coming up next, things that make you smile, or today you could say things you're thankful for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Things that make you smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. Yes, it is time for things that make you smile, or you could just today only make it things that you're thankful for, and that would fit just perfectly. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is Thanksgiving Eve. Call in now with your upbeat, thankful thoughts, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Candy. What's making you smile?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for since it's Thanksgiving Eve. I am very thankful to no longer be homeless and to be married to a wonderful man that loves me and will let me have anything I want.
Wow. That's going to be tough to beat. Good for you. Glad to hear it. Let's go to Kaz. What's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Your show is great as always. I'll be listening again tomorrow. I just want to make a comment, just real quick. This makes me smile. When you're in war, no matter where you are, all vehicles are the color green that you're talking with your vehicle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're very patriotic people. How about Sky Patriot?
Sky Patriot.
Just a thought. I love you guys. God bless. And I'll be listening tomorrow.
Oh, we love you too, Cass. Thank you. Let's go to T-Bone. What's making you smile?
Oh, I got a smile that just can't go away. I owned a business for 11 years. Had to work holidays. Had to work so much. And now I'm a long-haul trucker, and I got a week and a half off, and I just can't stop smiling. It's so great.
Wow. Nice.
Enjoy that time, and
absolutely.
Sounds like you deserve it. Let's go to Ariana. What's making you smile?
Yes. Hi, Bob. I am so thankful for you and Greg and your radio show. It's the main one I listen to every morning. In fact, it's the only one. Not only do you report information we would not hear from any other radio show, it's like listening to friends talking to friends. Thank you.
Oh.
Wishing you, Bob, and Greg, and family a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, the same right back to you, Ariana. That is, the best of compliments to receive. And thank you very much for that. It's very much appreciated. And let's go to Mike. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning. God is making me smile. I had a great day yesterday. My 4-month cancer screen came back clean. And I feel great.
That's
awesome.
Is big.
Yeah.
So much to be thankful for. Hey, you know what? Let me give you the keyword just in case you didn't get it. It's Rock, R-O-C-K. Text it to 20357. You'll be in the running for tickets to Rock the Country. All right? Because, you know, I want you to smile, okay? Don't go away. Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun. That's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Jim Abrams, one of the brilliant minds behind smash hit comedies like Airplane and Naked Gun, has passed away. He was 80 years old. The writer and director, who along with brothers Jerry and David Zucker, invented a whole new style of comedy, kicked it off in 1977 with Kentucky Fried Movie, but it really jumped in 1980 with the smash hit Airplane. And that actual change of style in the way comedies were made is credited to those folks, including Jim himself. So, Jim Abrams, rest in peace. Thanks for the laughs. Thanks for the naked gun. And that is the smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe, wonderful, and blessed Thanksgiving. Take care. See ya.